With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Ravalli County health officers are investigating a cluster of COVID-19 cases. The health department says the initial case involved a man in his 50s who was believed to have caught the virus while traveling outside of the county. The man was hospitalized on Sunday. Health Director Karen Johnson says 9 more people were tested because of contact with the man, and 7 of them tested positive. All are males of varying ages and are isolated at their homes. Public health officials have placed more than 30 identified contacts in quarantine. A Montana judge has temporarily blocked a voter-approved law that restricts the collection of absentee ballots. Several organizations argued the Ballot Interference Prevention Act disproportionately harms Native Americans who live in rural areas without home mail service, making it more difficult for them to vote. The 2018 law allowed each person to turn in only 6 absentee ballots and asked that they fill out a form saying whose ballots they were returning. District Judge Jessica Fair scheduled a hearing on May 29th in Billings on a motion to grant a preliminary injunction against enforcing the law. Primary election ballots are due June 2nd. The Montana Republican Party has filed an ethics complaint with the Commissioner of Political Practices, alleging Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney participated in a campaign strategy call in his office at the Capitol. Cooney acknowledged listening to a call hosted by the Democratic Governors Association on his personal laptop in his office. His campaign called it an isolated incident because he was on a tight schedule between meetings as Montana deals with the coronavirus. State law bans a public employee from using public time, facilities, or equipment for campaign purposes. Glacier National Park expects to open its gates to visitors sometime in early June as Montana moves into Phase 2 of its reopening plan. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports it's still unknown what services visitors will be able to access.
Glacier Superintendent Jeff Mao has indicated for weeks that the park would likely open in mid-June, but has maintained that it would coordinate with the state on its reopening. Governor Bullock's Phase 2 order Tuesday has solidified Glacier's plan, and its gates could open early next month.
So for a visitor coming in, it'll have that same early season look, really not many services. No concessions, but, you know, you'll be able to drive, you'll be able to park, you'll be able to use the restroom.
Mao says the opening of other amenities like campgrounds and visitor centers will be delayed. When and how those services will be offered will depend on visitor numbers and staffing. Mao says the park will be operating with up to 40% fewer seasonal staff due to housing restrictions related to COVID-19. Social distancing guidance will also likely mean that the park's popular shuttle service will not operate this year. Private bus and boat tours have either delayed or canceled their services this season. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Researchers at the University of Montana say the state's economy could be harder hit than initially thought by the impacts of COVID-19. In a revised analysis, the Bureau of Business and Economic Research says Montana could see 75,000 jobs lost in the economy this year. The updated May forecast says personal income could drop more than 11% this year. Montana legislators today considered sending several letters calling for additional financial action from the governor and Congress to address the novel coronavirus. As YPR News' Kevin Trevlin reports, Republican lawmakers and state officials remain at odds over how to deal with the virus's potential impact on state revenues.
State Republican Representative Becky Beard made a motion for the Interim Revenue Committee Wednesday to send a letter to Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and Budget Director Tom Livers. It would have requested that the governor's office, budget director, and committee work closely together on solutions to counteract expected drops in revenue collections due to the coronavirus.
Because we know that this is an intense fiscal emergency that we're facing with our revenue shortfalls, and we have to keep in mind that we're going to have to pay the piper on down the road.
The committee rejected the proposal on a tied party line vote, 6 Republicans for, 6 Democrats against. A second letter calling for Bullock to consider immediately cutting state spending wasn't voted on. Top state Republican lawmakers sent a different letter to Bullock on Tuesday that also called for spending cuts. Speaker of the House Greg Hertz joined Wednesday's meeting during the public comment period to reiterate his support for a 5% cut. He suggested avoiding layoffs, but said that could involve cutting state employee hours by 5 to 10%. Budget Director Livers maintained that robust cash reserves place the state government in a strong position to preserve essential services. He said the Moody's Corporation financial analysis underpinning the letter Hertz signed ignores differences between Montana's relatively positive coronavirus context compared to the country at large. But Livers acknowledged that income tax withholding may drop 11% over the next fiscal year. Interim Revenue Committee Vice Chair Dick Barrett, a Democrat, said cutting state spending now will only exacerbate the economic downturn.
We have the reserves. The purpose of the reserves in the first place is precisely this, to be able to maintain spending during a downturn.
Barrett introduced a third letter calling on Montana's congressional delegation to approve financial federal support for the state and local governments. It too failed on a tied party line vote. Kevin Trevelin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana education officials announced today that two task forces will develop guidance on how the state's public schools can safely reopen their doors next fall. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
As Montana's public schools close out the school year, the state is turning its attention to the fall, when many districts are expected to welcome students back into their buildings one way or another. The Montana Office of Public Instruction has formed two task forces. The Montana Learn 2020 Task Force will consist of at least one student, parents, teachers, administrators, and state legislators. OPI says that group is to focus on identifying the resources schools and students will need to be effective under distance or mixed education models. With many education decisions left to local officials in Montana rather than the state, districts are likely to choose a variety of ways to move back to in-person education. Districts will also create contingency plans for potential outbreaks of COVID-19. The Montana Flex 2020 Task Force will focus on reviewing state and federal laws that may need to be modified or waived in order to provide districts with flexibility. That group will mostly consist of state education officials, district administrators, and the heads of school associations. Both task forces will meet four times through June and provide guidance recommendations. OPI plans to release a comprehensive plan for reopening schools this summer. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana is reporting 478 lab-confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness. All seven of the new cases identified today were in Ravalli County. Montana has 22 active cases. Eight of those are in Ravalli County, which has the highest number of active cases in the state. In Montana, a total of 440 people have recovered and 16 people have died. Thanks for listening. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.